From the headquarters of the American Radio Relay League in Newington, Connecticut, this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, August 19th, 2016. This program is produced by the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and features news highlights compiled from the ARRL letter, found on the web at arrl.org. I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X. In this week's report, amateur radio volunteers respond to the Louisiana flooding catastrophe. ARRL encourages the FCC's comprehensive noise floor study proposal, and FEMA is teaming up with amateur radio clubs to present information to the public during National Preparedness Month. Those stories and others, plus Bruce Page, KK5DO, with this week's satellite update, all coming up now.
Hi, I'm ARRL member Bobby Graves, KB5HAV of Brandon, Mississippi, and you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
Amateur radio volunteers this week responded to requests for communications assistance after this week's historic flooding struck parts of Louisiana and Mississippi over the weekend in the wake of torrential rainfall. States of emergency were declared in both states. The federal government has declared Louisiana a major disaster area, and the Louisiana Emergency Operations Center was at full activation. FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate, KK4INZ, visited the stricken region on August 16th. Louisiana's Amateur Radio Emergency Service activated, and Section Emergency Coordinator Adam Tamplane, KD5LEH, put out a call for volunteers to support communication at Red Cross shelters in the hard-hit Livingston Parish and Baton Rouge area. On August 16th, the Red Cross was still requesting shelter operators. Although some residents were being allowed to return home at midweek, around 4,000 people remain in shelters. While we've had an increase in response from the southeastern area, it's still not quite enough, Tamplane said on Tuesday. Alabama Ares is attempting to put together a team for us. We have seen support from southwest Mississippi as well. We had operators at Red Cross New Orleans, Lafayette, and Baton Rouge today. Tamplane said a dozen or so operators were staffing 8 shelters. Nearly 30 remained open at midweek. He asked additional volunteers to check in at Red Cross headquarters in Baton Rouge. Red Cross Vice President of Disaster Services Operations and Logistics Brad Kieserman said the Louisiana flooding was the worst natural disaster to strike the U.S. since Hurricane Sandy in 2012. Despite the flooding, most conventional telecommunication systems have remained operational. FEMA said flood conditions were likely to persist into next week. Noting the desperate need for ham radio volunteers in Louisiana, Ares volunteers in Mississippi have been asked to provide assistance. Prospective Mississippi volunteers should not self-deploy to Louisiana, but coordinate through Mississippi Section Manager Malcolm Kion, W5XX. More information on amateur radio's response to the flooding can be found on the web at arrl.org. Anticipating an FCC Technological Advisory Council, or TAC, investigation into changes and trends in the radio spectrum noise floor, ARRL has asserted that such a study is long overdue. In part, the study would determine if there is an increasing noise problem. The FCC Office of Engineering and Technology, or OET, announced plans for the study in mid-June and invited comments and answers to questions that the TAC posed concerning the methodologies for such a study. The League's comments also praised the TAC, an advisory group to the FCC, for tackling the issue and expressed the hope that such a noise study might, for the first time in nearly 2 decades of discussion, provide a useful, objective basis for spectrum overlays and other future allocation decisions. ARRL allowed that while a noise floor problem exists, the magnitude of this problem and the extent of it in the 21st century is virtually unknown. ARRL said the focus of the TAC noise study should be an accurate determination of what noise levels exist in as wide a range of indoor and outdoor environments as possible. Details on the TAC study can be found on the web at arrl.org. The FCC will accept public comments in response to a July FCC Notice of Proposed Rulemaking, or NPRM, in WT Docket 16-239, the symbol rate proceeding, until October 11th. Reply comments, or comments on comments already filed, are due November 10th. The NPRM now has been published in the Federal Register, opening the respective 60-day and 30-day comment-reply-comment windows. In response to a 2013 ARRL petition for rulemaking, RM-11708, the FCC proposed to revise the Amateur Service Part 97 rules to eliminate current baud rate limitations for data emissions, consistent with ARRL's petition, but it declined to propose a bandwidth limitation for data emissions in the medium-frequency and high-frequency bands to replace the baud rate limitations. ARRL had asked the FCC to change the Part 97 rules to delete the symbol rate limits and replace them with a maximum bandwidth for data emissions of 2.8 kHz on amateur frequencies below 29.7 MHz. Interested parties may comment via the FCC's electronic comment filing service or by mail.
Online, via podcast, and on repeaters like the WA3 DSP repeater serving Bucks County, Pennsylvania, you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
Now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
De-expeditions are in this week's report. From August 19th through the 29th, look for CY9C on the satellites from St. Paul Island, QSL from their website, or direct via WA4DAN. LOTW will be posted 2 months after the de-expedition. Then from August 31st through September 10th, YX0V will be active from Aves Island. The grid is FK85, and they will also be operating on satellite. Japan, Bangladesh, Ghana, Nigeria, Mongolia will be launching BIRDS from the ISS in 2017. There will be 4 1U CubeSats, all transmitting on the same frequency. There will be QSL card for reception of telemetry, data, music, and the Earth images. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
The Eshayil Sat Qatar Satellite Company has announced that the launch of Eshayil 2, which will carry the first Phase 4 geostationary amateur radio transponder, has been shifted to the third quarter of 2017. Eshayil 2 had been scheduled to launch in December. Eshayil 2 will carry 2 P4 non-inverting amateur radio transponders operating in the 2.4 GHz and 10.4 GHz bands. A 250 kHz bandwidth linear transponder is intended for conventional analog operation, and an 8 MHz bandwidth transponder is designated for experimental digital modulation schemes and DVB amateur television. For the 10 GHz downlink, receiving stations will need anywhere from a 75 to 89 centimeter dish. The narrowband transponder will be vertically polarized, while the digital transponder will be horizontally polarized. For the 2.4 GHz uplink, narrowband modes such as CW and SSB should be able to access the satellite with a nominal power of 5 watts into a 75 centimeter dish with right-hand circular polarization. The 100th anniversary of the National Park Service, known as Founders Day, is August 25th. NPS units across the country have planned special activities on that day. Many units will include amateur radio and National Parks on the Air activity during all of next week. One of these will be the Marsh Billings Rockefeller National Historical Park in Vermont, where some ARRL staffers will team up with members of the West River Radio Club on Saturday, August 27th, to help showcase the NPS unit and amateur radio to the general public. Unless you're visiting an NPS unit next week as part of the official centennial celebration, stay close to your radio and see how many NPOTA units you can work. There are 39 activations slated for the week of August 18th through the 24th, including Fort Frederica National Monument in Georgia and the Maggie L. Walker National Historic Site in Virginia. SWR is the topic of the August 11th episode of the ARRL The Doctor Is In podcast. Sponsored by DX Engineering, ARRL The Doctor Is In is an informative discussion of all things technical. Every 2 weeks, your host, QST Editor-in-Chief Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and the doctor himself, Joel Hallis, W1ZR, will discuss a broad range of technical topics. You can also email your questions to doctor@arrl.org, and the doctor may answer them in in a future podcast. You can enjoy ARRL The Doctor Is In on Apple iTunes or by using your iPhone or iPad podcast app. You can also listen online at blueberry.com or at Stitcher and through the free Stitcher app for iOS, Kindle, or Android devices.
I'm ARRL member Shirley Roberts, N8LX from Dayton, Ohio, and you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
September is National Preparedness Month. As part of its focus on educating and getting prepared, FEMA is offering a Family Emergency Communications Plan, which helps families work out their communication strategies in the event of an emergency. ARRL is partnering with FEMA to offer this material to interested amateur radio clubs that are willing to present it in their localities during National Preparedness Month. While the FEMA presentation focuses on the Family Communications Plan and doesn't specifically mention ham radio, the material offers amateur radio clubs a great opportunity to raise their visibility in their communities. A webinar with FEMA Region 1 Preparedness Liaison Sarah Varela will take place on Tuesday, August 23rd at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time to offer background and training for any club wishing to present FEMA's Family Emergency Communications Plan material in September. Registration is requested. Presentation of the FEMA material to local communities should take approximately 1 hour. It will include a PowerPoint presentation and links to worksheets that families can discuss and fill out together. Clubs are free to offer additional presentations on their activities following the program covering the FEMA material. And finally, a reminder to those who download Audio News to air on repeaters. Beginning with the September 2nd episode, Audio News episodes will no longer be distributed through the ARRL website and will be primarily available via the podcast distributor blueberry.com. That's blueberry.com. We encourage you to begin downloading from this location as soon as possible. Listeners who enjoy Audio News through podcast apps on their tablets and smartphones should see no interruption of service. That concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright 2016 ARRL. All rights reserved. Until next week, I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X. 73, and thanks for listening.